the invisible person. This is today's biblical alert from Clinton, Obama, to Adam Schiff and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. The China money fentanyl connection is tragic. They can talk abortion and gun control, can't they? Huh? And nothing about the evil that is being perpetrated on this nation and the American people. Even monkeypox and Ebola can rush to the forefront of their agenda. But baby killing, illegal gambling, illegal pharma gangs, mobsters, China's footprint everywhere. But these politicians are silent. It seems the evil one has got their tongue. The evil one has got their mind and heart and hands. The disciples had recognized Jesus as Messiah by this time. The Lord prophesied his death and resurrection, yet this critical event and mission caught these disciples by surprise. Were they still fixated on Jesus leading them into the messianic kingdom? So here is the law of double reference, as some call it. It's when Jesus speaks to Peter, and yet Jesus speaks to the invisible person, Satan. Satan did not want Jesus to complete the mission, defeat death, defeat the grave, defeat hell, crush the serpent's head, and finally cast the devil into the lake of fire. Satan did not want Jesus to do this, complete the mission, go to the cross, finish what God had called him to do, redemption's plan, and defeat sin and give men freedom, the truth, to make them free. Do we not see the mission, the things of God, and yes, the enemy, Satan? Let's read it again. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Are we, church? Are we caught up in the things that be of men and not the things of God? Do we not see the invisible person, the devil, and the evil one trying to destroy our families and marriages and churches? Wake up! This is today's biblical alert!